Well, we have made it, K-State Nation, to another football season back after this for the 2026 opener, K-State Football. After this, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer here on this first preview edition of 2026 Kansas State Football season. If you're ever listening to this podcast, thank you so much again for tuning in with me. Somehow we have made it to another football season, same circumstances, but folks, we are here. We are back for another football season. Can't believe it, folks. Man, coming full circle, folks. Oh my goodness. Well, again, all things KC Sports daily podcast. Make sure if you're not subscribed to this podcast, so for your beginners out there, I didn't say beginners, but first time listeners, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics, football, men's women's basketball, women's volleyball, and soccer, cross country began. As I'm sitting and record this early this morning on September 4th, 2026, when this comes out tomorrow morning, it will be game day officially. So we're holding that to tomorrow morning. So this episode will come out tomorrow morning on game day. First, as we all sometimes say, K-State Nation, Catter Day. In Mahan, Kansas, also track and field, baseball, men's women's golf, baseball, women's rowing. I think we got women's tennis. I think we got it all covered there for you as well. Man, finally we get into this preview edition, Nichols, to open up the Colin Klein era at K-State as Colin's first head coaching gig comes from his alma mater at K-State. I was blown away. Still blown away of how this happened, obviously, last year and all that. I mean, once this thing gets kicked off tomorrow night, which will be when this episode comes out, will be tonight. I know I'm putting it fast forward a little bit because I'm not going to be doing any recordings tomorrow unless it's for a postcast before kickoff. But yeah, man, coming full circle, man. As a I didn't play football at K-State. What I'm talking about, as a student at K-State, once upon a time, it feels like another year. It feels like another lifetime ago, man. Colin Klein on the football field, he was a backup quarterback. And now watching him ascend, obviously as a player, to one of the best to do it on the football field, quarterback, obviously led us to a Big 12 championship, a Heisman finalist. We all agree he should have probably been more than that. We ain't gonna get into that. This is not about that. This is about, as Colin said, this ain't about him. It's about the first time players putting on that purple tomorrow on the football field. And crazy, some of these numbers just pop up, and we'll get into Nichols here very shortly because we haven't talked much about them. All we know is about the opponent, right? So there's that. But yeah, I want to back up real quick, looking at the overall. There's a lot of tidbits here that I read through here before hopping on this air. I'm not going through all of it. I don't have time to go through all of it. There's still I got other podcasts I got to do here, folks. 26. I'm going to start there. Avery Johnson, I believe, same thing. Now a senior. It feels like last night he ran all over Texas Tech for 5 touchdowns. Fast forward to present time here this weekend, taking the field for his 27th career start at K-State tomorrow night. And there's been so much, even with this podcast as well, Avery, he needs to make that jump. It's like we talked about it all summer. Now the kickoff is here. Kickoff 2026 is here, folks. Now it's time. This is an opportunity for him. At least the first game, to kind of knock the rust off a little bit. Do what you need to do, because obviously I don't want to look past Nichols, whatnot. Obviously, what looms is 2 non-con games left. And there's been a lot of focus on Avery, as it should, right? If this team is going to be in a conversation for a chance to get back to Arlington, he needs to move up a couple hours in his play. So we're gonna find out if this quote unquote Colin Klein putting his former predecessor, Bill Snyder, practices to work tomorrow night. From what I've heard and what I listen to, like, it seems like a clone, a little bit of a small clone, Coach Klein has used some of those principles that Bill Snyder told him, the player, on these current players in an era where, obviously, you know, we want to get paid and not, well, adults need to get paid. Yeah, that's me. But these players, college football players, need to get paid and all that in an era where it's all about, I want to go here, I want to go here, me, all this other stuff, right? Kansas State. We all know, K-State, we put on that purple. It's all about the underdog. And still, I think, even to this day, man, K-State is still the underdog. And all that in is saying it's probably be best. Because the last two seasons, this team, whether or not you like it or not, failed expectations. You know, being second. Now, again, I still ain't seen the preseason. But hey, that doesn't even matter now because I don't even care. Because I want to see this team out here playing a full football game. Right? And I will check. But for the sake of this podcast, I'm not doing that right now. But speaking of the Big 12, we will take to cap off the preview per always round the Big 12. Well, actually, usually that's a separate episode, but kind of changing the game a little bit to end these previews, we're going to take a look at the rest of the Big 12 this weekend on Labor Day weekend here as Colorado pulled off a stunner last night. I just got done watching the highlights of that. I forgot Colorado started last night. I'm going to be into the NFL. Now I'm going to use this weekend to get back into football. Hell yeah, baby. The Pearl Project Podcast, all the K-State sports. Nichols, K-State, goes down. I'm recording this on Friday, yes, on September 4th. But when this comes out, it's going to be game night at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. I'm sure, I don't have to tell y'all, K-State Nation, especially the return of Colin Klein officially, kicks off the Colin Klein era at K-State as far as head coaching goes. That's what I've said it pretty much seems like all summer long. And now we can, after tomorrow night, we can put that to bed a little bit there as well. But here's another thing. This blew me away. 26. Stay with that same number. 26 transfers on this year's K-State roster. Boy, we hit it lucky with 26 to start off the season. 26 starts Arthur Avery Johnson. He'll be making career start 27 tomorrow night. You got 26 newbies on this roster as well. Some of them are making an impact right away. That's all. That's also going to be a key for this team. If K-State is going to be in contention all year long, them guys, like a Wendell Gregory. Yep, I've been mentioning him. who else is new on here? A Brandon White, a Rodney Fields, backup running back. Those guys, they're going to have to contribute. You know how that is there as well. So there's that. And back to Colin Klein. He's the first former K-State letter winner to serve as a head football coach. You got to go back to the mid-70s. Oh, damn, we're going way back here on this first preview of this podcast. 1975 to 1974, Ellis Rainsberger did it there as well. So there's that. So we have some alums, not just come back to coach there where they play football at. So you got Colin Klein, now adds, obviously, Kalani from BYU. Utah, Morgan Scaley, the new coach there, obviously replacing longtime coach over there. Whittingham. Kyle Whittingham. Yeah, I'm surprised to remember that. It's been a minute, baby. College football is back, baby. West Virginia's Rich Rodriguez, Kenny Dillingham, Arizona State, which we're going to be seeing them later on this year. So, yeah, man. That's crazy. So, hopefully, really the big thing here is, obviously, last year, playing around with these teams that you had no business being in games with. Nichols is coming off a big win. 44-10 win. Let me go with Nichols real quick. And all by the way, Nichols, They're the Colonials. So they just beat Mississippi Valley State 44-10 last week. They're playing their second game of the season. So they got a little bit more, little juice going a little bit. But hopefully K-State can slow them down tomorrow night at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Again, when it's I know I'm recording this not on game day yet, but when this comes out, it will be game day. So kind of going back and titter-totting back and forth a little bit. Typical Eddie style, baby. That's how I do it on this podcast, baby. So, yeah, Nichols, 44-10. We're going to flip the script over to them real quick. K-State Nichols, they're going to be playing only for the second time in school's history. Only the second time there. Let me see here. Where was this at? I just missed this. Hold on. Yeah, I just missed this. Yeah, so 2019 is the last time these two teams played. I feel like I just missed it. Yeah. Yeah. K-State went off to a fast start, which they need to do tomorrow night, which I'm gonna go ahead and say that now. K-State, key to the game, you need to get off to a fast start. Basically, for whatever reason, these type of games, even with Colin Klein's quarterback, it got to get me back a little bit, especially my senior year, right? See, we're throwing all our numbers. We're going way back here tonight on this podcast. But, yeah, it reminds me, we started off very slow, and I think I called this game. Shout out the Wildcat 91.9 student radio station at K-State. We'll be back at it again, calling games as well this year. Pretty sure I'm going to be shouting them out along the way this season. But, yeah, calling the game 91.9, Wildcat 91.9. That got off to a slow-ass start. Oh, man. And then I think the second half, K-State blew it open. Right? So, half of me is bit of me is a little worried that, look, last year, 6-6, that's not K-State football standards. No, sir. No, sir. You'll love to get out to a fast start and keep that momentum flowing, get Nichols off the spot, and keep them out of balance. You did that. Let's see. Well, it was exactly like that, but you went off to a fast start in 2019. 28-7. Actually, no, this was 40. This ended up being a 49-14 win for K-State in 2019. There, so, yeah, Nichols 1-0 coming to Manhattan tomorrow night. Nichols looking for their fifth win over an FBS school since 2000. There as well. So yeah, I'm looking at that. So yeah, so Jordan Smith, one of the key players for the Colonials. He caught two touchdown passes last week over that blowout win over Mississippi Valley State as well in the Colonial defense. Damn, I see y'all. All right, now with three picks. Oh, last week there as well, and I'm playing around a little bit. Yeah, as well. So, all right, so receiver, yeah, Jordan Smith, his fingerprints all over these notes right here. Yeah, K-State defense has got to slow them down, and I might as well go ahead and say it here right now. Fast start on the offense. I'm gonna wait a little slightly to get a full game and see how this team responds. Right, this team should be hungry. Yeah, you get this too deep for K-State. There's an opportunity here. Yeah, again, we've documented all summer long. You don't play the Big Three in the Big 12. Talking about Utah, BYU, and Texas Tech, right? The defending Big 12 champions. You don't play those guys. You don't play them. So, you should. Again, you can't. As we learned last year, you can't play games on paper. You got to go out there and execute. And we're all going to see this coaching staff under Klein go to work. So we're going to see Jordan Peterson energy. All that. We've heard it all summer long. All that is going to be put into practice for the first time. Put in action under lights in the bright lights of Manhattan, Kansas tomorrow night. There, I think on defense, we're just going to keep that theme. We're just going to say fly around, set the tone. Yeah, man, set the tone. You got a D-line up there. I know there's the concern for me, probably for all the podcasts, is the offensive line. You lose your best player on the offensive line. to his season injury. That's John Pastore, who was preseason all Big 12 and all that. That worries me a little bit. But on the other side, the other side gets me pumped up. Now, I ain't played no Jordan Peterson, but for me personally, this week has been crappy, and I am fired up across the board. I'm ticked. Let's just put it that way. I am ticked, but ticked/fired up to see this team, the defense, because if K-State's going to be in play, this defense, digger that show out. I think with the energy, you know, that it really just not just the defense. Just hearing about the whole entire team's different attitude, you know, playing with more passion, right? We want to see that. And I think last year, our fan base, K-State fan base, we didn't see that. We didn't, whether that's football, I put football in that. Football, especially men's basketball, K-State fans called it out. We ain't seen enough passion. We ain't seen enough drive. We ain't seen enough force and all that. No. This year, that has to change. We haven't seen it yet. We got to see it tomorrow night. Start tomorrow night. Nichols, 6 o'clock kick. Pro Puncher Podcast, all things K-State sports. First preview of 2026. The college football season officially started last night. Probably actually started a few days ago, more than that. But for K-State specifically, tonight. Eddie Greer here for this preview podcast. First, again, we did it last year. Preview after every football game. Before, did I say after? No, I said before. Before, see, I'm getting all squirrely. It's before every game. And, of course, I'm going to have a reaction after every game, whether that's right after or the next day. Reaction after every college football, K-State, well, not every college football game. That's too many games to keep up with. But every K-State football game this year, we're going to run it back. This is what we did last year. So there's that. As we get set for Nichols tomorrow night, at Bill Snyder Family Stadium to kick off the Colin Klein era at Kansas State. Finally, we've been saying that forever. Now we can get that. Hopefully, we can make it to 6 o'clock and get that big check mark off the list there as well. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So really, I think the big need here got to come with a lot of fire. Your season kind of ended strongly, but should have ended better because you should have beat Utah and all that. I hate keep bringing that back up. I know, K-State Nation. I keep coming back to that game. That game changed everything how we even got to this point with the new coaching staff and whatnot, right? So, is an opportunity there? Opportunity. We want for a new identity. We want to see it. So I think offensively, I think you just got to get off to a fast start. Get off to a fast start. Get on out there. Get out the blocks fast. Don't let Nichols. Don't play around with Nichols. Like we did some other teams last year. Don't play around with them. Go ahead. And yes, who's I'm gonna pick a key player to watch or key player to watch on both sides this year. And we're just gonna actually, you know what? I'm gonna change it a little bit. I'm gonna go to his running mate, Avery's running mate back there, Joe Jackson. Joe Jackson ended the year on a heater last year, and despite my concerns, this O-line, next man up, Joe Jackson, one of the captains of this team, I think it'll be nice for him to get off a good start as well. Feed off that momentum from last year. Again, I don't know how this – I mean, I did see the depth chart of the O-line, and I'm going to play the wait-and-see game and see how it all shakes out, but I do know all the skill players. Joe Jackson, that's my key player to watch on the offense. For them, he ended, obviously, breaking Darren Sproles' rushing, single game rushing record there. And then, of course, scoring 3 more TDs in the season from that last year. I think he keeps the thing moving, going on. Defense! Oh, boy, where do I start here? Where do I start? Oh, boy. Man, that's a good question. Well, you know what? Let's just keep it right where that D-line is, and let's just keep Wendell Gregory in the conversation there as well. I'm excited to see him play, and yeah, this team, the D-line, is going to have to set the tone as well. I think it's, hey, fly around, Wendell Gregory, get to the backfield, Jordan Allen, another captain. We kind of overlooked him in the we overlooked him a little bit. I should say a little bit more than a little bit. But Jordan Allen coming back last year as well. On the other side, you have depth back there. So linebackers with Powers, Makai Mason. Hey, Makai Mason is another one for me. I'm gonna be paying attention to. That's maybe one too many cooks in the kitchen. But Makai Mason for me, I'm paying attention to him as well. You have a stud at each of the levels, and of course it's on Rich in the back end, right? But with a loaded ass secondary of a K-State back there, so there is honestly there is no excuse that you shouldn't let a team like Nichols hang around. I'm not shot down, but look, K-State again, you're the inferior opponent. You're at home. K-State Nation, 50,000 is going to be behind you. The Conklin era, the atmosphere is going to be, but it's going to be just nuts. I wish I was watching this game, but yeah, man, I'm excited for everybody. So yeah, even we got represent over here. So I just think that this is critical, and obviously I haven't mentioned the special teams yet. Special teams, Luis Rodriguez, you got the kicker and punter back as well. Maybe I'll throw in an extra person to watch in here. Brennan White. Ooh, his name is flying around. He's all the podcasts I'm listening to. Brennan White's another one I'm going to pay attention to. So we got three of y'all. We got three. Joe Jackson, Wendell Gregory. We're actually, no, four, because I said Makai Mason. And we're going to throw in Brandon White in there in the special teams game. Because, hey, K-State is known. What does K-State come ring off of? Special teams. Special teams has been down. Now, again, we got the kicker. Luis Rodriguez did well, awesome last year, along with the punter. Now, I don't have the – shame on me. I don't have the depth chart up here. Now, I'm going to get out of this nickel state and bust out the depth chart. For K-State, let me see here. Who is the punter? We did an episode. The punter was one of the special teams players of the week last year. Let me see. Of course, you're not going to do that. Hold up. All right. Yes. Simon McClanahan. Hey, you should know better. Simon McClanahan. Hey, Gracie. So you have those guys back. So again, you have a coach that, again, was a player at K-State called Stanton Weber. Who made his impact on special teams. So, again, pay attention. I'm going to call my shot right now before we take a break and look at the rest of the Big 12 for this weekend. I'm going to call my own shot. I think something happens in the punt. I think something happens in the kick return game, kick or punt return game. And remember, last year, I think it was a block punt in the season premiere last year. So, oh boy, what we got going on over here? Oh yeah, we had I'm gonna call my own shot. I think it's flipped. I think something's gonna happen, a kick or punt return that takes to the house. You heard it here, folks. In the Pro Boxer Podcast, I'm calling it right now. I've heard a lot about Brandon White. I ain't seen him play. He's one of those 26 transfers. I think it's gonna be him's gonna make that play, or I don't trust Sterling Lockett. I know Lockett's got a history at K-State. I was a student when Tyler Lockett made a bunch of plays, but in this case, I don't trust Sterling Lockett. I put my money on Brandon White. I'm gonna call my shot. Why not? So something always happens in the first game, most of the time. And it happened last year, a punt block. What it was, I believe, either first or second game of the season. But I'm gonna call my shot here. I think Brandon, somebody new at K-State is gonna make something happen. I think it's gonna come in the special teams game where K-State needs to get their mojo back there as well. I mean, you have a veteran punter and kicker. So I'm not worried about that. I was a little bit worried about Luis Rodriguez last year, but I ain't so this year anymore. But I'm calling a shot. Something's going to happen. And it's going to go down. It's Nichols, so there's that as well. All right, we're going to step aside here real quick. Nichols, K-State preview. We'll come back. This is going to be a theme. This is going to be the theme all year long. We'll take a look at the Big 12, the rest of the Big 12, what we got going on there to wrap up this preview show after this. Welcome back to the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I'm already losing my voice already. This preview of Nichols preview. Eddie Greer here for another preview edition. 2026 college football season is back. It's going to be back at K-State. When y'all listening to this tonight, going down there as well. We had three games already in the books for the Big 12. I mentioned the Colorado upset. I watched the highlights of that. The block punt, not the block punt. Now I got the block punt in the repertoire there. The block field goal that could have won the game for Virginia Tech. Not Virginia, Georgia Tech, excuse me, man. Georgia Tech, nothing, didn't happen. Block, field goal attempt that could have won the game for Georgia Tech was denied by Colorado. Colorado hold on to beat Georgia Tech last night. This is the end of this podcast on Friday, September 4th, 2026, 14-13. UCF runs away from Bethune-Cookman, 73-6. And Utah, 21st in the nation. Beats Idaho by a score of 66-10. Let me fast forward a little bit there. Kansas plays. Who is that? Who is that team? We're going to say LIU. So there's that. So KU in action tonight. So there's that. And then, of course, the rest of the Big 12 there. Obviously, yep, we got our matchup right there. Oh, boy. Let me see if I can pull up. And is that it? Okay, there you go. That's what. All right, it's like, yeah, I know my matchup. Let me get down to the rest of the Big 12. All right, so West Virginia at home. It looks like they're going to be playing Coastal Carolina. That's the 11 a.m. slate. Houston, 23rd ranked to begin the season. Obviously, that's going to be a big game in the Big 12 conference when we play them at Bill Snyder Family Stadium later on. They're beginning their season against Oregon State. That's 11 o'clock. Let me see here. Iowa State. A lot of people think Iowa State's going to be worst team in the Big 12. We'll see. Playing Southeast Missouri State. I believe that's right. And here's one of the bigger matchups here. I'm excited for this one right here. Baylor on the road taking on Auburn, 230 ABC. Cincinnati at home hosting Boston College. That's also part of 230 slate. And then Oklahoma State on the road with their annual matchup taking on Tulsa, 245. And then let me see. Oh, we got a whole bunch here. Texas Tech starts off the year 12th, the defending Big 12 champions, taking on Abilene Christian. BYU, late slot, 7 o'clock against we're going to say UTU there. Sorry, don't know the names. I'm sorry. Arizona, also at home. They play at 8:30. And then Arizona State wraps up the big opening Big 12 weekend slate. Arizona State at home, 9 o'clock. Take it on Morgan. I think that's what it is. Again, sorry about that there as well. So we have already three games in the books, and by time all that – all that's done, most of the Big 12 teams will be in the clubhouse, except K-State, obviously that 6 o'clock kick at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, and TCU will be playing at the same time as well. BYU, Arizona, and Arizona State will follow behind us there as well. Score prediction. So that's it right there. Already excitement coming out of the Big 12, called the Colorado upset of Georgia Tech last night. So there was that. So we'll see what happens because there's some other big games outside the Big 12 that I can recall. Clemson at the rematch, featuring the new coach over there at LSU, Lane Kiffin, making his debut. Ooh, Clemson looking for some revenge in Death Valley, in the other Death Valley. We'll see about that. So my score prediction real quick. Oh man, I expect this team, K-State team, to come out like game busters. Opposite of last year, right? Last year, Arizona State, Iowa State, so much anticipation about the game in Ireland and whatnot, and all that came down to a tight to maybe three plays. And now it turned out to be the difference of the game there. And then that set the tone for the season, obviously. And we know K-State, 6-6. Now we got to put that in the rearview mirror. And now we get to talk current football. This season's going to come out game busters. I think they will. Too many veterans in a mix of talented, hardworking guys that are on your team now. So there's, to me, in my opinion, there's no excuse. I'm gonna roll here with, man, let's see, let's keep it 37. We're biased on this podcast, right? Why would I say Nichols? Come on now, y'all crazy as they say that. K-State's gonna win this game. I think K-State's gonna win big. I think K-State's gonna win big here. 30. We're gonna keep it under 40 though. I'm excited to see this Colin Klein offense, how it's gonna work with these guys. 37 Nichols. Let's give Nichols 37-17 somewhere in there. So there's that. So obviously we'll have reaction following this game. I'll record it more likely Sunday before work. So the only day I'm working is Labor Day weekend, baby. So yeah, I called audible and got it done. So there's that there as well. But yeah, man, 37 got K-State, 37-17 there as well. So yeah, man, I expect full energy from this team coming out of the blocks in 2026. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all these cases, sports, you can get it. We're a podcast for every daily, which is court. Case, content, IG, Spotify. Y'all know what it is. We're coming at you all season long of football, obviously. Women's volleyball is going to be in action. Women's soccer started, got us started. Got the party started for Labor Day weekend. So much going on. We're going to try to keep up with it throughout the weekend. And this is your one-stop shop, third stop. I don't know. But make this your primary stop, at least, for all things K-Sport. We don't talk about just football, men's basketball. There's other sports going on right now. So make sure you do that as well. Make sure you rate us as well. That's help out not just me and Alex Aiden. I'll also be making every other week appearances on this podcast this year. So we will get him on here hopefully next week. We're gonna put it as a preliminary plan right now. So I gotta reach out to him probably here tonight. get him back in the ball game. But yeah, man, very excited about the season. Hopefully it starts on a much, much better note with a new coach, a return, a K-State player. And Colin Klein, Coach Klein, will lead his Wildcats on the field Saturday night at 6. Oh, by the way, against Nichols. Kickoff, 21-6 is upon us. Cannot wait. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer here in KC. Well, appreciate it. As always, Kansas State Nation, you have listened to another preview edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things KC sports. We'll be talking to y'all, Lord willing, after the game. Well, not right after the game because it'll be late, but reaction following every K-State game in 2026. Cats.